Hello everybody, this is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to the Not One Else program. This week we're talking about what happens after Halloween, when all that candy goes from your house to your office, and you're in an office space in which there's candy about, and it's everywhere, and it's just what we do. What I want to talk to you about is the short-term problem in that. And the short-term problem in having candy about and candy about and candy about is that food stimulates feeding. And I say that and you're like, oh, yeah, whatever. But there's actually great scientific data showing what causes mindless eating. You know, the eating that happens when you're not thinking about it and you just look down and suddenly the bowl's empty? That. You know what stimulates that? Two things. These are data. Visibility and proximity. When things are around, then the probability of consumption increases. As a matter of fact, in one experiment, this scientist, Dr. Brian Wansink, placed candy jars of chocolate in workers' cubicles for 1 month. Then he moved the candy just 6 feet away. 6 feet, that's it. And then what he found was that simply having the candy closer meant that office workers ate 5 more candies a day. You know what that is? That's 125 calories. You know what that is? 12 pounds every year. 12 pounds. The solution to that short-term problem is to get it out of your space, make it where it's not visible and not proximal, not close. That's what that means. When you do that, statistically speaking, then you are less likely to mindlessly overeat and so mindlessly add the calories and so mindlessly add the weight. That's a solution you can live with, man. Listen, I'm Dr. Will Clower. If you have any questions at all, you just let me know, info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.